Yeah, Andy, we'll start with the A-League, mate. It's bad news coming out of Newcastle. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, mate. It's, well, the night of the long knives is pretty brutal. There's a lot of blood spilt in Newcastle, which is such a shame because it's a week to celebrate up there given the Socceroos' performance.
Correct.
Look, what do you say? I mean, you've outlined the casualties. The only one who survived, and make of this what you will, is Michael Bridges, a former player and been on the coaching staff. So everyone throughout the management, in the coaching staff and senior players has been deemed part of the problem, apart from Michael Bridges, and he survives. And I don't know how they front up on the weekend with a squad. I think they've got about 12 or 13 players.
I was about to say, mate, I hope there's no injuries at training during the week. They'd be lucky to field 11.
Well, it is. I mean, this has just been a cataclysmic collapse by a team and a club which should be a jewel in the crown, and it will be when they get it sorted. Newcastle will be part of the A-League. When this gets sorted, and I just can't see it being under the current regime.
No.
And given half a chance, this thing will fly. And people in the game have always known Newcastle will fly, but this has just been disaster after disaster. I don't think anyone really foresaw the brutality of last night, but I think everyone foresaw the train wreck that was developing. And, you know, Nathan Tinkler's comments, you know, why would we stick with players who've got 10 games left as Newcastle players? The coach is going to be here. What the basis for that decision, goodness only knows.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, mate, let's move on to the Socceroos.
Happy to talk.
Exactly, a lot of fanfare, but I suppose the question that we've been posed this morning is Franich, and if he doesn't play, what happens to the setup?
Well, I would say it's been a choice of Mark Milligan or Trent Sainsbury.
Right.
Sainsbury's played a fair bit at right fullback. I'd be inclined to put Milligan there, to be honest, though, because I'd be loathed to dislodge what has become a rock-solid partnership in Sainsbury and Sperunovic in the middle. It's just a really unfortunate set of circumstances because Chris Hurd would have been the immediate deputy, but he left with tendonitis in his heel or ankle or something. And so the replacement, there is no replacement, which is the problem. They'll hang on to Franich as long as they can. And they've been worried about him. Not because of his groin, before the injury, there's been a little bit of worry about Ivan because he's had to carry such a load. You know, he's one player who hasn't been able to have a rest. Played every minute of every game so far. He's the only player apart from Matt Ryan in that category, I believe. So they were a bit nervous of him running out of juice at some point. It's just not, they were hoping it wasn't going to be in these sort of circumstances.
Yeah. Well, just for our listeners, it's hovering somewhere between a hip injury and a groin injury. Ivan himself says it's nothing too major. I'm sure I'll be good for Saturday. So we can only keep fingers crossed. What do you make of this? One of our listeners, came up with the idea of moving Matthew Leckie back to right back.
Well, mate, that's a bit of out of the box thinking. It sounds like that's more than Angelo Postecoglou with that.
Well, he says he plays on that right-hand side. He often drifts back anyway, and he's got really good pace.
He has got great pace. Maybe one for the future. I can't see something radical. Oh, it's a fantastic thought, and I congratulate it, but it's pretty radical because in the short term, I would suggest getting someone up to speed with the detail of the defensive detail of that might take more than the couple of days they've got up their sleeve. But, mate, you never know. You really never know. And mate, anything that takes away from Matthew Leckie's attack in the front part of the field, I'd be loath to implement, you know. I'd just leave him where he is because he's the proverbial away from scoring a few goals, and we really want that to happen.
And made a few articles this morning, and I think Matthew Leckie's been quoted in terms of the value of possession. I don't know whether it's been there in the past. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is the mantra of the team. And if you go back to the South Korea game, which isn't as interesting that both teams have emerged from the same group and how difficult that group was to get through, which speaks to what they've achieved as both teams, South Korea and Australia. But when Australia lost against South Korea in Brisbane in that sauna, which is there's no other way to describe it, and how much that took out of the players, we might never ever really know. But Australia bossed South Korea in that defeat. It was quite remarkable. And Australia's been playing them for over 60 years, and they're the longest and most played rival of ours. I know, so we've got, you know, recently Japan's been the big ticket, which is understandable, and we love playing them. And there's been all the stuff with Iran, etc., particularly 1997. But the Asian opponent for us that goes back the furthest is South Korea.
Okay.
And over all that time, even when we've beaten them, I can't remember an Australian side so outplaying them as we did when we lost in Brisbane. And that was all about possession. And they were on the rack, that lot. And it was really pleasing to see. So Matthew Leckie's talking about a situation, repeating that situation, not letting go at all of the grip, getting the ball, keeping the ball, moving them around, pinning them down in their own area, and over the course of time, wearing them out.
Let's hope that's the case.
Let's hope.
But still, I'd take 2-0 after 13 minutes as we end the semi-final as well.
Would you?
Andy, thanks very much, mate. Look forward to chatting again tomorrow.
Good on you guys. Thanks.
Well done. Andy Harper there, of course, on the Fox Sports commentary team for the Asian Cup. Socceroos, $2.10 at tab.com.au. The draw, $3.25. South Korea, $3.50.